The great spiritual creator of us all goes so far back in history that you may not believe the dates for the planet Earth's relationship to that great one. I told you that life in its spiritual dimension has existed about 8 million years above Earth's surface in the etheric realm, and that life before Earth is trillions of years old. Since Earth is part of the 12th universe, and the other 11 took many eons to develop under the Creator's original designs, this 12th universe is younger but of greater variety than the others. Did you know there are literally millions of planets in some of these universes? And that many of them have living things, not only in plant, bird, animal and mineral life, but creations of what you call spiritual bodies, as well as some physical forms like your own and others which you cannot even imagine. You are certainly not alone in this universe, although many of your space brothers and sisters are different in size, build, light density, and mental capacity. So focus your mind to the dark and starry sky above and notice each twinkling light you can count. These are huge planetary globes, star systems, and immense light structures brought forth in the firmaments as an image from the mind of God. Yes, it is true. There are many life forms because our Father, Mother has been experimenting over a trillion years to learn what types of life are most effective and what is most pleasing as a creation. If you could walk among the stars, you would know that these are inhabited by beings who were also created by a source far beyond your mortal comprehension. Seek you further truth, strange as it may be? Then know that these 12 universes each have a different purpose and a different type of experimentation to suit the Creator's plans. Our Father, Mother Creator, or the central being resides in a special place, alone, because the intensity of God's nature, electricity is probably the best word you can imagine, even if it is more involved than that, is so strong that even I, who am made directly from it, do not stay long in the presence of this mighty one. Others of God's immediate hierarchy cannot bear this powerful presence at all, except for one, and so I am used as an intermediary at times. There are few words in your written language to explain all this, and since we of the heavens use light packets, and pictures, and sound instead of verbal communication, I cannot expect you to receive the outpicturing or harmony I am sending to describe the 56, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance, as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you were born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on Earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists. For those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again, hear what I say. In denying God's origin, you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice. 57, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists. For those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again, hear what I say. In denying God's origin you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice because to have a heaven, each must agree and wish to be there. Only on earth is there this broad range of experiences as in a training school of multiple attitudes and negative dispositions. Here you have various educational and military training centers where the person enlists or attends and then learns a certain curriculum leading to advancement and positions of responsibility. I pray you understand that this pattern of choice on earth was given to teach you only love and devotion. However, we will now spiritually separate those who will cooperate in God's higher endeavors from those who won't, for that time of choice is nearly over as the 12th universe moves back to our Creator. Those who cannot join in love and peace will be left to another experience. Heaven is not an idle place. It's many activities require loving and devoted family members to work harmoniously in the organization and maintenance of the parents' handiwork. How could it be otherwise? For is not the light everywhere? Now, children of light, I will describe the 12 universes which our Father, Mother has made, including Earth's position therein. In your local universe there are 12 parts, or solar systems, and Earth's position is in the smallest of the dozen solar systems in your universe. Keep your minds open to times long past in cosmic history in order to grasp that these other created universes preceded yours, and then you will understand the present situation in which Earth finds herself much more easily. My own universe was created first and has one beautiful solar system with only two planets produced by the Creator in an act of intense love and imagination. In my universe there is only the perfect love I described to you while part of my energy was on earth as Jesus. Those who are privileged to live there find it heaven, indeed. There are additional universes which were experiments following that first one. There is a second universe in which the Creator made all beings of female nature, or the love and nurturing side of God, and the third universe which has only male attributes or the will, power and active aspects of God. Both of these universes are of such a high vibration you could not see them with the human eye, just as most earth dwellers cannot see me and the angelic hosts. In those separate universes, both the males or females could independently reproduce offspring with the breath, even as God ordained it, and needed not a sexual, physical, 58, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists. For those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again, hear what I say. In denying God's origin you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice, because to have a heaven, each must agree and wish to be there. Only on earth is there this broad range of experiences as in a training school of multiple attitudes and negative dispositions. Here you have various educational and military training centers where the person enlists or attends and then learns a certain curriculum leading to advancement and positions of responsibility. I pray you understand that this pattern of choice on earth was given to teach you only love and devotion. However, we will now spiritually separate those who will cooperate in God's higher endeavors from those who won't, for that time of choice is nearly over as the 12th universe moves back to our Creator. Those who cannot join in love and peace will be left to another experience. Heaven is not an idle place. It's many activities require loving and devoted family members to work harmoniously in the organization and maintenance of the parents' handiwork. How could it be otherwise? For is not the light everywhere?